From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Milwaukee Brewers made it 7 in a row last night, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2 at Miller Park. Aramis Ramirez and Mark Reynolds each hit home runs in the win. It was Willie Peralta picking up the victory, with Jim Henderson and Francisco Rodriguez protecting it out of the bullpen. K-Rod picked up his third save of the year. The Brewers are off to an 8-2 start on the season, their best since opening with 13 wins in 1987. They'll take on the Pirates again tonight. You can hear the game on WSAU pregame show at 5:35. The Bucks got a rare win on Friday night. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-116 at the Bradley Center. Brandon Knight had a game-high 24 points, 14 in the second half. Ramon Sessions added 20 points and 7 assists in the win. John Henson had 15 and Chris Wright added 14 off the bench. The Bucks have 3 games remaining in the season, including tonight in Washington. You can hear that game on our sister station, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. They will also have high school baseball this afternoon. D.C. Everett is playing a doubleheader down in Oconomowoc, taking on Oconomowoc and a team from Kenosha. Pre-game show begins at 12:45 for that doubleheader. Yesterday in high school baseball, Marathon beat Auburndale, Pittsville over Northland Lutheran. Stevens Point Pacelli got past Kaukauna. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption beat Thorpe. Nakusa over Adams Friendship. Tri-County beat Wild Rose. Stratford over Port Edwards. And Owen Withy beat Granton. Girls softball included Marathon over Auburndale. Spencer beating Marshfield Columbus. Menominee got past Marshfield. Girls soccer, Wanakee knocked off D.C. Everest. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption got past Wausau Newman. You can check out today's schedule on our website at WSAU.com. Wisconsin's annual spring football game gets underway this afternoon with an emphasis on a strong start to the season. They'll face LSU in their first game. Gary Anderson says he'll be looking for a team that's moving in the right direction. Joel Stave sitting out with an injury. Melvin Gordon and Corey Clement will participate in the first half only. The game gets underway at 3 o'clock at Camp Randall. Also, Wisconsin native Steve Stricker has made the cut at the Masters, but he's got some work to do if he hopes to catch the leaders. Stricker shot a second-round 73 to put him at 1-over for the tournament. Bubba Watson leads after 2 rounds, holding a 3-shot lead. And 7-under amateur champion Jordan Niebrugge, another Wisconsin native, missed the cut. Round 3 action getting underway today. Also, the NCAA Hockey Championship being played tonight in Philadelphia. Minnesota will take on Union College. The Pointer baseball team, a doubleheader against Superior. They've moved the start time up until this morning at 9:30, hoping to get it in before the rains come. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.